statement.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
$22 million Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
Good love.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you. That's what we like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I got a great show. We're going to be talking about genealogy a little bit for the first part of the show and how your genes could have been changed to make tracing ancestry a bit more difficult. And we're going to be talking about maybe how to get rid of bursitis and drugs versus diet, and we have a quack report. And also we're going to have a little 10-minute clip that we're going to play after the first break that is going to be talking about your genealogy, so you don't want to miss that. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. I'm lifting them and all this nation up in prayer. And today's devotional is the joy of the Lord, and I love Galatians 5. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And all those good things come from the Creator. So we got to bless His name for that. So mind the time, seek the Lord's face, because the time groweth short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, first up in the quacker, Stanford scientist said they've invented this magnet that can detect tumor cells. Yep, Stanford University scientists, they say, have developed this magnetized wire. They say can grab a tumor cell from your bloodstream, hold on to it, kind of the same magnet, I guess, you know, that you use to hold family photos up on your fridge, you know. So the wire, they thread it through your veins, and it attracts tumor cells that may be kind of, you know, floating around your bloodstream there. So they say this technique can attract about 80 tumor cells in one treatment. They said it's a detection method and removal that's in the process. So using magnets to detect cancer cells and maybe remove them. I don't know. Radiology could be a thing of the past. You never know. And look at me. Me without my magnets and using just dandelion root. Oh, well. Moving along in the quack report, I want to say goodbye to those senior moments where you get a little forgetfulness going on. Here's a study got published in the Journal of Applied Physiology and Nutrition and Metabolism. It says, you know, eat your blueberries. They say your brain function does a lot better when you get the antioxidants from berries. So you reduce your experiences of forgetfulness and confusion, and you can concentrate better when you eat more berries. So the researchers said that the blueberry supplementation really improves a lot of blood flow to areas of the brain that have to do with a lot of memory, cognitive function. and also reduces the symptoms associated with what they say old age is. This research was also confirmed by another study in the Journal of Agricultural and Food Chemistry. Just within 12 weeks of eating berries, you can have better memory, they say. Last but not least, in the Quack Report, what do we have here? Here's a study. They say if you put in your supplementing diet some spirulina, it'll help you with your appetite and weight management. This was a study out of BMC Complementary Alternative Medicine Journal. They say that the spirulina has a lipid profile and serum influence on blood. This is a study that the University of Tabriz Medical Science Center did. The results were the researchers said spirulina in your diet, just a gram a day over 12 weeks, helps you manage your weight much better, helps with body metabolism, and reduces appetite to cravings and improves serum lipids in your bloodstream. And you'll find that in the body food mix. The folks at Apothecary Herbs made sure they didn't leave that out. Check it out at thepowerherbs.com. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thanks, Frank. Hey, Frank, that's I got a little bit of weird mechanical thing going on there. You can improve on that. I appreciate it. All right, so we're going to be talking about genealogy. And you'd be surprised how your genes can be influenced. Yes. Now, genealogy is really a big business, right? People are finding out who their ancestors were. And it's really, according to this article in Forbes magazine, the genealogy business is an $850 million business a year. Did you know that? Well, Ancestry.com, one of the biggest websites for this kind of thing, they sent over 560,000 DNA kits last year to their customers. The kits usually run around $100. So, and then you can subscribe and pay a monthly subscription fee of something like $20. So you have access to all the data and the tools on there and get your results. Now they expect to have over, this Ancestry.com, they expect to have over like 10 million people in their database by the year 2020. Now, one of the angles for promoting this genealogy is, you know, you want to find out more about your ancestors, but you're going to find out more about your health, especially if you were adopted. So genealogy will tend to categorize genetic health conditions by regions of the world, and it attempts to give indicators of disease risk. However, what many do not realize is that our genetic code is influenced by other things, and it's not just who our ancestors were and what region of the world they lived in. So modern scientific medicine has actually done more with the discovery of genes, but also has highly influenced human and animal genes beyond even what scientists originally thought. That's right. Therefore, you know, tracing your ancestry through DNA is going to be a little more challenging, may not be as accurate. So we're going to find out about that in the rest of the show. But right now, we got to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back with more.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life, and you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. We're talking about genealogy, your DNA, how that may affect not only finding who your ancestors are, but your health. You know, according, We are supposed to do this clip. Thank you, Frank. Go ahead and run the clip. We'll talk after that.
Well, it's wonderful to be here today. My name is Judy A. Mikovits. I'm a PhD biochemist and molecular biologist, have done cancer research largely at the National Cancer Institute in Frederick, Maryland, since 1980. I started working as a natural products chemist and a protein chemist in fermentation chemistry. And my job was to make the first interferon alpha, the first immune therapy that actually went into people to cure cancer when we discovered how powerful interferons were for the magic bullet against cancer. So the Time magazine in March 31st, 1980, when I was a senior in college at University of Virginia, was the big if, and there was a droplet, and it was interferon. And I said, that's what I'm going to do. So we first started working with the first human retroviruses. Those are retroviruses like HIV. So we were among the first people to begin recognizing that when the young men were getting sick with all of these opportunistic infections, it used to be called gay man's gay-related immune deficiency grid, and we isolated the virus, HIV, pretty well changed the world with our research. My PhD thesis was actually shifted the paradigm. So at the time we thought that a type of T cell was the problem in the disease, and that was the T cell that was being killed, but it wasn't being killed by the virus. It was being killed by indirect mechanisms. We used to call it bystander effects my PhD thesis, in fact, was defended a week after Magic Johnson declared he was HIV positive. That was November 14, 1991. In 2009, we were working on autism and a disease called myalgic encephalomyelitis. And many of the families with the patients had different kinds of cancers, and there was a little cluster of lymphoma and leukemias in Incline Village, a cluster of ALS, which is Lou Gehrig's disease, a motor neuron disease, and this chronic fatigue syndrome. And it looked like a virus, it smelled like a virus, a retrovirus, because those are the kinds of viruses that disrupt disrupt the immune system. And several other investigators back in the 90s had actually isolated retroviruses from these people, but the government called them contaminants, that they weren't real and that they didn't have anything to do with the disease. Well, we isolated a new family of viruses that were called xenotropic murine leukemia virus-related virus. So these viruses were murine leukemia viruses, mouse viruses. And spin forward 2 years, our paper published in one of the best scientific journals in the world in Science, October 8, 2009. Usually that makes one's career. In my case, it ended my life as a scientist as I knew it. Basically the realization, the big oh my God of all of those sequences we've seen and all of those proteins and all of these contaminants are causing disease. The fact that they were real was just too much for 25 million Americans are infected with the viruses that came out of the lab from out of labs into humans via contaminated blood and vaccines. And that was what, so I was fired, jailed, without cause, without hearing, without any civil rights at all, just drug out of my house in shackles one day, November 18th, 2011. I refused to denounce the data. I refused to say it was a mistake. We had the data. I showed the data. I showed all of the data. And I just refused. They basically said, tell everybody you made it all up and you can go home. And if you don't, we'll destroy you. And they did. I mean, economically as a profession, but they didn't because thank God for my faith and for my husband and for my family and for the patients. Because in order to steal one's passion, my passion wasn't money. Scientists don't make money. My passion was helping people, and the patients never walked away from me. So in 2011, another AIDS researcher in a journal called Frontiers in Microbiology wrote a paper that really cost me a lot. I didn't know he was going to write this paper, but it basically said the most likely way that these murine leukemia virus related viruses, these types of viruses entered humans was through vaccines. So when did we start vaccines? 1953, 1934, right in the 30s with the polio and what we were doing to attenuate to make the virus less pathogenic, less toxic, is we were passing them through mouse brains. So we were passing them through the brains of mice, and every scientist who works with these viruses and worked at the National Cancer Institute recognized the possibility that if you put human tissue and mouse tissue together, the possibility is that you're going to pick up a virus that is silent in the mouse. That is, it doesn't hurt the mouse, but it kills the human or causes serious disease in the human. So I want people to understand, I want them to think. We live in a society where we're bombarded with commercials, big pharma, you know. So they give you all the warning on Opdivo, the immune therapy that's a new chance for new life. And when you look at the little picture at the bottom, it says they live 12 months versus the 9 months of the control. The control, these experiments aren't done. The vaccines don't have to be made or regulated like drugs. They're biologics. They're given a free pass. There's a vaccine court. You can't sue the doctor. You can't sue the manufacturer. There's a federal court that oversees vaccine injury, and it's more corrupt than anything you could ever imagine. And so they do everything they can to keep the public from knowing that every single shot damages you. And you might not see the cancer for two decades. And that's the very first thing. If we lived a biblical life, but also a biblical life is render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. That's money. They could have all my money. They don't have any right to do anything to my body. They don't have any right to inject anything I don't want injected into my body. So to live a healthy life, prevent anyone from forcing you to take toxic drugs for, you know, in its mind control. I was the same way. I was brainwashed. How are we brainwashed in our society? We all have the TV on, interestingly, in this whole XMRV thing. My mom was watching Good Morning America one day back in Frederick, Maryland, and I'm in California. This is probably 2010 or so, or 11, when the press shut everything down. And she says, "Judy, it just went around the ticker tape at the bottom of the screen that you know, XMRV is proven false. You can all go home. It was a lab contaminant." Well, it may well have been a lab contaminant, but it's in humans and it's been there quite a while. So we need to turn off these TVs. The media is 95%. You know, Big Pharma owns the media. Our politicians, we need to dig deeper. We need to look in the truth. We need to start reading books again. Our book, Plague the Book, Plague, is at plaguethebook.com. You can listen to it. You don't have to read it. You can read a chapter at a time. We wrote it that way so that every chapter stands alone, a little like the Bible, because you can always find it important. And it's a story. It's a story every day in jail. It's not all this science. It's what's it like when a 53-year-old woman one day finds herself in jail? Well, I started saying the Lord's Prayer and said, you know, what is going on? And so what I'd like everybody to do is dig deeper, not just my book, but Dr. Suzanne Humphrey's Dissolving Illusions and Rising from the Dead, a brilliant, prominent internist, and the whole dumbing down. We've made our doctors our gods. You don't ask questions. Why not? Scientists don't ask questions. All I did wrong, my only crime, was I asked too many questions. Really? In the United States of America, we're censored. Everything's censored. So to look at things like Natural News, to come to meetings like The Truth About Cancer, I was just floored today because, you know, today was the first time I was treated like a human being who had knowledge for a very long time. And so it matters.
Amen to that, right? Dr. Judy Michalowicz, microbiologist, that's who you were just listening to. She has a very compelling story about what happened to her. And usually people in the natural healing realm, when they wake up, it's something of that nature that's close to home. It's sudden. It's serious. And that propels you into this new activated role to warn people and, you know, screaming from the mountaintops if necessary. Wake them up. Wake them up. So I know we got to come up to another break, but I'll finish this topic on the other side, and then we'll I guess we'll dive into some tips on how to get rid of bursitis. Don't go anywhere. Americans manage sleep apnea instead of resolving it. Sleep apnea increases risk of heart disease, depression, and death. New research from Rutgers University states the thyroid manufactures hormones used as neurotransmitters to regulate breathing during sleep. This suggests the thyroid gland needs balancing to address sleep apnea. So forget the CPAP machine. Call Apothecary Herbs for their sleep apnea herb formulas to remove cellular stress and feed the thyroid the nutrition it needs for better sleep. Call now to order 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Thepowerherbs.com. Money back guarantee with our organic professional strength formulas, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer. Come on, shake your body, baby, do that conga. No, you can't control yourself any longer.
Hey, we're back here on Herb Talk, and we're festive, Frank.
Yay!
He knows I like bouncy music. Hey, by the way, Frank, did you get the new bumper I sent you?
Oh, we got new bumper.
He'll dig it up soon. Well, we're going to get back to this genealogy thing, you know, because according to biochemist and researcher Judy Mikovits, which you heard, PhD, she's vaccines really have corrupted human DNA. And she discovered that when pharmaceutical companies run vaccines full of viruses through mice brains to reduce the toxicity of the viruses in the serum they produce, that, you know, the serum does pick up what science calls those silent viruses that don't hurt mice but make humans very sick. So these viruses are also known as retroviruses, but these viruses cause humans to become very sick and even produce death. So fortunately, science has, kind of been processing vaccines like this, as she pointed out, since 1953, and has produced latent forms of neurological and cancer diseases, and I'm going to list some of the problems they produce. Now, Dr. Mikovits, her research was actually retracted from publications, and her career, as you heard, was ruined, and she refused to hide the truth that these vaccines are harming millions of people. So the pharmaceutical companies and your medical science area have really taken the position that any risk of a retrovirus is not from your vaccines. It's rare, and it may be due to lab contamination, but it's really that's the only source it could come from. So, you heard the good doctor. So what retroviruses do? Well, according to research that was published in Vaccine Impact, the serums that are contaminated with the retroviruses can produce many types of diseases in humans and even pets. And here is a list, and this list is no way complete. You got chronic inflammation. You got autoimmune and neuroimmune diseases, produces rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, cancer, cardiovascular diseases, Parkinson's disease, scoliosis, stroke, chronic fatigue syndrome. As the doctor pointed out, myelitic encephalomyelitis, which is a lot of brain inflammation. And what that does is disrupts multiple central neurological pathways. Also, a lot of brain neurotransmitter dysfunction, as well as mitochondrial dysfunction, muscle pathologies, master gene biogenesis receptor dysfunction, as well as metabolite toxic buildup, liver diseases, which are chronic, as well as AIDS, ALS, and autism. So scientific medicine is really keenly aware that the vaccines that they make do this, and they do even worse. They may have other diseases, but medical physicians and really nurses that administer and carry out the duty of infecting patients with vaccines are usually ignorant of this knowledge, or they've been conditioned to believe that it's fake science. So what we're saying isn't true is what, you know, they are told. However, medical professionals that do their own research do find out the hard way, especially when a family member is damaged by vaccines. They tend to uncover, well, this is really one of the most immoral cover-ups to date in what people are calling healthcare. All right, so, and then you're passing on these corrupted genes, because according to the research, once animal DNA infects the human body, there where it shouldn't be, there is little chance medicine has of correcting the infection. So Health Impact News has reported a minimum of 6% of the U.S. population is infected with the rotaviruses, and Dr. Mikovits was actually director of the antiviral drug mechanisms at the National Cancer Institute before she became the whistleblower. So the cancer biology program there was sponsored by Epigenex Pharmaceuticals, and she was attempting to find the cause of a lot of chronic fatigue syndrome and autism when she discovered this rotavirus connection. So her published paper was later retracted by her employers, and it stated that the XMRV mouse rotavirus that causes autism and chronic fatigue syndrome and other diseases, they retracted all that research and said it's fake. Now, after science threw Dr. Mikovits under under the bus, basically, she went on to uncover a lot of fraud in the government research, the money corruption that drives it, and the inaccurate and fraudulent tests that they tend to run now on rotaviruses to show that it's not the culprit of all these diseases in humans. Now, if 6% of the population has rotaviruses already, they pass them on to others, especially if they're transplanted organs or blood transfusions. So the blood has tissue in it. People don't think of their blood as an organ, but it is. So when you have a blood transfusion, it's an organ transplant. Absolutely. All right, so here is a quote from Dr. Mikovits, and she's also the author of the book Plague, if you want to go pick one of those up. She says, rotaviruses are linked to the plague of modern illness that are bankrupting the U.S. healthcare system. She goes on to say, rotaviruses like to hide out inside your immune system, which waits for the immune activation, such as when you're under stress, like an injury, you've had surgery, high fever, or a vaccination, and it sets it off to cause the disease. She says, therefore, you could be infected with rotaviruses, and the disease may not appear for several decades. It's waiting for that opportune moment, almost like shingles. Think of shingles. That likes to park its little butt on your ganglion nerve sheath, and waiting for your stress to be at such a level, it goes, okay, it's showtime. And all of a sudden, ping, ping, ping on your nerve endings, and all these eruptions happen, and pain, and oh my God, rash, and blisters, and sores. So, you know, that's how these viruses operate. They wait for your vulnerable moment and take advantage of you. Well, here is a quote from attorney Kent Heckin-Lively. He says, you know what? He knows Dr. Mikovits, and he says, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It truly is. Stand your ground. Stand up. That's right. And you know what? Even though she was struck down by the world, God didn't leave her there. Notice that. He saw her through that. So let's look at these contaminants. Look at it looks like, you know, trying to really determine your ancestry now via your DNA is going to be more difficult than anyone ever thought, because keep in mind these contaminants corrupt DNA, and this can also affect even criminal science. Oh boy, she went there. Yep, the serous intercept blood system was created after Dr. Mikovits discovered the rotavirus in the blood, and this system is designed to remove the virus from donated blood supplies for HIV patients. Okay, so like if it's not a problem and it's really not there, why is this happening? Well, this alone really tells you how dangerous this virus is. Now, Cirrus has made 71.6 million as of 2015 on this system off of Dr. Mikovits' discovery. Yep. And you know what? Humans are not animals. Because one thing people have to understand is, you know what? Science thinks of humans as animals. And has no real concern about mixing DNA and viruses from animals to humans. They don't have a problem with that. Now, most scientists, as you would probably assume, are evolutionists, but there are some that are Christian. Not all of them are. Now, the federal and state laws, if you look them up, regard medical treatments often referred to humans as man or other animals. Yeah. So, therefore, they have no restraint, the government, if they want to use the population to test drugs or biological agents on without informed consent, because you're an animal. That's how they look at you. Now, you now know this, and it's happening with regard to vaccines. That's what's going on, and other biological treatments. So, you know, we know that the Cirrus system attempts to cleanse the blood of the retroviruses for HIV patients, but, you know, how successful they're going to be is anybody's guess, because even their research and tests could be fraudulent, right? Now, if needed to cleanse the blood, if I had to cleanse the blood, you know what I would do? I'm going to use the herbs God designed to do that. Yeah, and there's herbs specifically for that. So, you know, toxin removal is really now so necessary to preserve life. It is. It's gotten to that point. So you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They do have organ cleanses. They're organic, certified organic till standard. And they have cleanses from the bowel system to the blood system. So you can order their five-system organ cleanse in, all in one kit if you want. You can call now to order. Their number is 866-229-3663. 866-229-3663. Because you know what? There is a proper way to cleanse toxins from the body for your safety and success. And they're going to explain that to you, show you how it's done. If you want to visit their website, check them out there. They have a whole section on organ cleanses. The number or their web address is thepowerherbs.com. You know, because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs, because you want professional strength, certified organic, naturally aged, cold pressed for, you know, professional strength potency, which really is a game changer. So if you haven't discovered Apothecary Herbs, when you do, you'll see why they're different. Thepowerherbs.com, give them a call at 866-229-3663 and get a free product catalog. Also, sign up for their free subscription newsletters on their website. If you have email, you can get their newsletters each and every week for free. All right, so we're going to be talking about bursitis. Anybody out there got bursitis? I've had relatives with bursitis. She usually flares up, you know, especially during family gatherings and holidays, you know, or under stressful, you know, seasons. Holidays isn't one of them. Now, bursitis, not a life-threatening condition, but it is a pain. And it does threaten the quality of life. About 8.7 million Americans have bursitis. And for every 100 people in America, 32 of them have been suffering with bursitis. 32. So if you've been listening to this show or you've been subscribing to the newsletters, you know that anything with itis at the end means inflammation. So we're going to be talking about how to get rid of that. If you're experiencing inflammation and other things like that, we're going to talk about how easy it can be to help the body resolve these problems and give it a little help. So we got to take a little break, but we're going to be right back with more.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk. Frank, maybe you found the bumper. Awesome. All right, we're going to be talking about bursitis here, and I know a lot of people suffer from it. It's not fun. It's not a picnic. So what is exactly bursitis? Some people don't really, if they don't have it, they don't know. Well, it's a lot of inflammation that can fill the small fluid pads or sacs that are called bursa or bursae that are inside your joints. And these pads are, you know, kind of like cushions, shock absorbers to your bones, your discs, and your vertebrae, your spine. And they function, you know, to absorb that impact so you don't have discomfort. Now, bursitis tends to be specific and likes to affect certain areas of the body, especially when you get a lot of repetitive motion. So areas that tend to get bursitis are your shoulder, your elbows, your hip, your knee, your ankles, even your big toe. So it is kind of related to arthritis and gout, but medical doctors treat it as a separate disease and different drugs for that. So the bursitis condition really associated with, it's all over the world. People all over the world have bursitis, but according to U.S. Census Bureau, and the international database, bursitis is a condition very well known in the West. So more Americans have bursitis than other nations of the countries, which, you know, leads me to believe it's most likely attributed to something in the diet. So let's look at some of the symptoms. So a joint that has bursitis will feel kind of achy or stiff or maybe even tender to the touch. The area will look red and swollen. Severe swelling can make your joint look disfigured. Pain also accompanies bursitis, and the area may feel warm to the touch. Now, some joints with bursitis will pop, even often as if, you know, they felt jammed or stuck. And the joint will pop due to what is called a cavitation in the joint, where there's space between the joint and it has creased pressure there. It's like an air pocket. And so when the pressure drops, carbon dioxide is released and creates this pop or cracking noise. So ligaments and tendons can also make a noise if they are quickly snapped back over your bones, and this often happens with bursitis of the hip. Now, certain exercises and stretching can often, or using a foam roller with the instruction of maybe a chiropractor or a physician is helpful. Severe bursitis can disable a joint and cause intense discomfort and pain and even bruising. So sometimes the area can be susceptible to even rashes. So bursitis can, you know, deliver some sharp and shocking pain when a person exercises or even turns a certain way, and even could be so bad fever can develop. So it's just not a very pleasant thing. And there are risks. People at a higher risk of getting bursitis are those with a lot of manual labor type of occupations, athletes, folks that have a lot of sedentary jobs where they sit and answer a phone all day or in front of a computer, people that are diabetic, and also people that suffer from gout and arthritis, they're at a higher risk of getting bursitis. Now, some high-risk areas for bursitis are going to be elbow and knee. The affected areas are just really between the skin, where there's a possibility that the skin even could rupture or puncture and increase an infection risk there with the bursa. And you don't want to get a problem with an infection, then you get sepsis. That's not good at all. So what are the treatments? Well, if you get mild or moderate bursitis, medical doctors tend to recommend, you know, rest the area, avoid repetitive movements as much as possible, use some anti-inflammatory drugs and ice packs for several weeks. And bursitis can subside, but it usually flares back up again. And there are about 100 different drugs doctors prescribe for bursitis, including your aspirin. And all will take away some of the side effects or some of the symptoms, but then you get the side effects. So the drugs may relieve your symptoms, but then they could wreck your liver in the process. So in severe cases, doctors may recommend surgery to remove or repair the bursa, but you're never the same, you know, when you get those types of surgery. Now, bursitis can be affected by food allergies. Keep that in mind. So you might want to keep a food journal to identify the foods that make it flare up and feel worse. Things like alcohol, processed vegetable oil, saturated fats, processed foods, sugar, chocolate, red meats, shellfish, and refined white flour are all pretty much culprit foods. Foods that are rich in certain nutrients will help the bursitis. Like, you want to look for foods that are high in vitamin C, like bell peppers, fruits, dark green leafy vegetables. Also, some enzymes reduce your inflamed tissue, so pineapple, that has a lot of enzymes like bromelain, papaya. It contains a lot of enzymes called papain, and they also reduce inflammation. And watch the red meat. You might want to give it up or, you know, switch to grass-fed meat, maybe reduce it to 4 ounces 3 times a week, and see how you do. And you also want to make sure you get more omega-3 fatty acids in the diet. So, and use the healthy oils, coconut oil, olive oil, and not those refined oils. Some minerals also help. This is according to the American Society of Clinical Nutrition. They reported in 2007, if you get magnesium, now we're talking a whole food organic magnesium, not a supplement of mega dose magnesium, it reduces the inflammation, but you got to get that natural form. You might want to try green leafy vegetables, your Celtic sea salt, things like that. So those will give you your whole food mineral content with the chemistry that's just proportioned, just perfect for the body. You want to eat some foods. Bananas have magnesium, lentils, oats. Also, foods with a lot of phosphorus help the tissue repair. Poultry, fish, eggs, whole grains, and even garlic. Okay, so that's good for you. Some herbs that I like to use for bursitis. Well, yes, of course I have some herbs. And you know what? The University of Maryland published a list of herbs for bursitis. They said white willow bark, biswella, frankincense, turmeric. And now you're hearing lately this wild lettuce. But, you know, you want to do your homework on anything. Arnica is another one that they also had on the list. But really, if you get some phosphorus-rich foods in the diet, it helps get rid of that popping, swollen look to the joint. It helps strengthen weak joints. So if you get some calcium supplements, make sure there are whole food calcium in there, because the body likes calcium, magnesium, boron paired together in a 2-to-1 ratio, and that's how it utilizes calcium the proper way. So you'll get that in your green leafy vegetables and some of your medicinal herbs that have calcium, because God did that in your oranges, green leafy vegetables, and herbs like horsetail. That chemistry is always the same, calcium, boron, magnesium, 2-to-1. So there's got to be something about that. You know, our creator knows better. So when you do that, you're going to get the right amounts. So also peppermint herbs, an analgesic, it blocks that pain receptor. It disrupts that from the nervous system, so it doesn't travel to the brain as much, especially when you got a lot of inflammation and swelling. So a lot of analgesic effect from peppermint. And also you might want to use a natural diuretic if you're trying to remove fluids. So I like to use Lobelia and in a liquid form, not in a powdered capsule form. Also, the white part of the watermelon rind. This is the time of year everybody's eating watermelon. That's a natural diuretic, as well as parsley. So you just thought it was a garnish on the plate. No, it will freshen your breath and get rid of any unwanted fluids you don't need. So, bursitis, you definitely want to make sure that you get your diet looked at, do that food journal thing, tweak a little bit. Mediterranean diet's a safe one to transition to, has a lot of the foods we just mentioned that will help with a condition like bursitis. So your calcium-rich foods will support your bones, your muscles, the tendons, and the ligaments. Also, your anti-inflammatory type of foods and herbs will also reduce that inflammation and pain and allow blood flow to come in and help repair the area. So I like to use meadowsweet and willow bark for that. Also, herbs to relieve stiff joints and bruising. You might want to check out the arthritic rub at the folks at Apothecary Herbs. If you want to improve range of motion, and it's an organic rub that is a deep tissue rub, and it stays with you all day. So you might want to check that out. If you want some high phosphate, milk thistle, Siberian ginseng, fennel seed, and dandelion root all have those high components. And you can check that out. Also, body food mix, if you're kind of just low on your minerals and vitamins all around, get a whole food body food mix from the folks at Apothecary Herbs and make it right as rain there, especially if you're wanting to watch the weight a little bit. It helps kind of get rid of those cravings. If you have a sweet tooth craving, Celtic sea salt helps remove that sweet tooth craving, so you might want to check that out. They have that as well. So the folks at Apothecary Herbs, they can send you a free product catalog and offer you the information and tools that you have right now, the ability to use right now, to take your power back and live well and be healthy and improve your range of motion and get rid of all those things that are disabling. The number to call Apothecary Herbs if you would like their catalog, it's 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Thepowerherbs.com is the web address if you want to jump up there and check them out. If you're looking for the newsletters, it's under the Books and Newsletters tab. So just click that, and you can sign up for free and get a free catalog and check out for free and get empowered. Yes, get healthy information in your email each and every week, and there's no subscription fee. So that's what it's about, helping one another, passing the benefits on, sharing them with family and friends, live well and be well out there. And all because God said to. Use my herbs. They're here for the service of man and the healing of the nations. God can't lie. So a lot of power in those herbs because God promises it. Yeah, just tap into that promise and you'll be amazed. Amazed. No double-edged sword with your herbs like you do with pharmaceutical side effects. No. Thepowerherbs.com. If you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs. I can see by the clock. I am just about out of time. Might have to do diet versus drug topic next time. Hope you tune in for that. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. And I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.